From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. How many people voted in Idaho on Election Day? How many people registered last Tuesday? And were there any issues at the voting booth? Because it's a presidential election year, there's been a lot of focus on not just who gets elected, but also how our election system works at both the national and local level. And to answer those questions that have come up during the election season, we asked Idaho's Secretary of State, Phil McGrane, to join us each Tuesday to take a closer look at the issues. And he's joining us now. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Samantha?
I am doing well. I suspect I got more rest than you did.
I think I can vouch for that for sure. You're definitely getting a peppier version of me this week than you would have late last week. It was a very successful election, but I think about five of us in the office did 34 hours straight to wait for the final results. So yes, I'm happy to be refreshed this week.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I think that answers how the election went. How many people voted? How many folks came out?
You know, this really was a very successful election, and I can say I'm proud of all the county clerks, all the poll workers in the state who banded together to pull it off. We hit a record in terms of the total number of voters who participated in this election. Just over 917,000 Idahoans participated in the election, which was awesome to see. And I can say, you know, you and I have talked for years and years about election stuff. This was honestly one of the smoothest elections that I've been a part of, and nice. Which I was thankful. It meant that a lot of our day here in the Secretary of State's office went pretty smoothly and quiet. But that was because there were so many people out at the polls voting, or as we talked before, all the people who showed up to early vote and participate before the election.
Right. And a lot of people. So how many people registered on Election Day? I saw a lot of people when I was in line who ended up registering for one way, you know, one reason or another. Do we know how many actually signed up on the day?
Yeah. One of the things that's really exciting just being here in Idaho is, so in most states, there's a registration cutoff, just like we had in our state leading up to the election. But most states, that's it. If you miss that cutoff, you don't get to participate in the election. We're fortunate to be one of those states where people can still register to vote if they miss that cutoff, if they, you know, didn't get to it in advance. And so same day registration was a big thing, both through early voting, so the early in-person voting, we had a large number of people same to register. But as you said, on Election Day, most of the places where if we heard there were lines, it was because they were high growth areas or a lot of people moving and people same day registering. And so we saw just over 100,000 people participate in same day. And when you think about that, that's not insignificant. Like 100,000 people going through, showing their photo ID, proof of residence, all of that, filling out the additional paperwork to register and vote. That also just means that many more Idahoans joining our voter rolls, which is really exciting for those of us working in elections.
Well, that's a lot. You mean you're talking, you know, close to a million people in Idaho voting. That's about a tenth. That's
yeah, exactly. That's a lot. And I can tell you, if you talk to some of the county clerks, I know we were watching over in Boise County in Horseshoe Bend where some lines had formed. I know up in Moscow there were some lines and a few other spots. And most of the time when we talked to the clerks, it was because they were areas with just surges of new registrants. You know, here locally, out in the Star area, I know talking to the Ada County Elections Shop, their early voting site out there always gets slammed, and it's because of all the new homes and the growth out there and the interest in this election. So it feels really good to all of us to be able to facilitate so many voters total, but also add so many new people.
And did we break any voting records last week?
So yeah, there's a couple of things that really stood out about this election. One, just the energy, the participation level all across the state. First, the big record was the total number of voters. The 917,000 is a record for total number of votes cast in Idaho. I don't think we're still, when we add in the same day registrations, I think we're going to be just shy as a percent turnout. I think 2020 just was so much attention with the pandemic that we weren't quite there, but we were close. Which I think says a lot. The other part, you know, we talked about this last week with Gemma, was early voting. In-person early voting really was probably one of the biggest things to highlight from this election. We had so many people participate in that process. So that really is where we saw kind of a new trend, and I think a new shift going forward, is we expect to see more in-person early voting locations coming up in future cycles. Because we had well over, of the 900,000, more than 200,000 people showed up in person to vote early.
Wow. Okay. So, and it sounds like you're hoping to do more of that. You're hoping to do more early voting in the future.
I think so. You know, talking, this is really a county by county decision. Ada County has always been leading the way. I know Trent Triple and his team were working tirelessly. I'm pretty sure that Trent and Saul even did times themselves helping process early voters at some of the locations. They added additional locations for this election, which I thought, you know, it was a lot of foresight in terms of it, but even still, there were just so many more people that showed up. I know talking to the Canyon County Clerk, Rick Hogaboom, he had added a new location, and he even talked about expanding hours in the future. There just seemed to be a shift this election. So I think when we all gather, all the election officials gather at the beginning of the year here, this will be one of the things that we focus on is, you know, looking forward to the 2026 election cycle. What are things we can learn and where can we improve? And I think expanding early voting access will be a big part of that conversation.
Well, we mentioned turnout was high, and I looked at these numbers last night. They may have changed. Ada County had about an 83% turnout. Jefferson County, 93%. Minidoka, I think it was the top in the state, 96% of registered voters voting. Did those numbers surprise you?
Those numbers definitely did. Now, those numbers will adjust when we add in those. So the 100,000 same-day registrants haven't been added for those comparisons. So you'll see those drops. But even still, Minidoka still stands out as the winner in terms of total participation. That's not going to change. The numbers are still going to be very high, close to right around 80%. It's exciting to see so many Idahoans show up. I think, you know, what was interesting for us, it depends on where you lived, just what was on your ballot. Yes, we had some competitive legislative races in certain areas of the state, but for the most part, it really seemed that the presidential election was drawing people out. I know there's a lot of conversation about Proposition 1 leading into the election. I will say those results surprised me just how stark they were there. But I think just, you know, I heard stories of like an 80-year-old registering to vote for the first time in this election. And that's pretty awesome when we get to see people who historically haven't participated see the value. And I think a lot of the information we put out, the working with you on Idaho Matters and getting the information out, really helped drive up energy and participation this year.
Okay. Well, were there any problems, any issues? I heard, and it was completely anecdotal, that there might have been an issue at a voting location in Meridian with someone who didn't want to leave. Did you run across any issues? Did you see anything that cropped up?
No, like I said, really, this was one of the smoother elections. There's always, when everyone here can imagine, if you bring 900,000 people together, that's 900,000 different people, and you're going to have a mix of our community. And so we always have, you know, one-off situations here or there. But by and large, it really ran smoothly. And that goes at the broader level. We have a team of people that on election day, so we partner with our federal partners. So from the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, FBI, National Guard, others monitoring all sorts of things to make sure the election doesn't get disrupted. And honestly, all those teams, whether it was cyber related or physical security and other things, it was a boring day out there. And that's exactly what we want it to be. I think similarly at the polls and the counties, yes, there were like one-off situations, but really everything the county clerks were able to pretty easily resolve. It did take a little while for Canyon County and Blaine County to get their results in. We were keeping tabs with them just to see, and some of that was just the amount of work in Canyon County in particular. Most counties had two pages to their ballots. Canyon County had a third page. Once you add a third page, it just takes 50% longer to count all those ballots. And so it just took them longer. And Nicole Fitzgerald, my chief deputy, and I, we even ran out coffee to them first thing in the morning at 5 a.m. To kind of give them an extra boost in the election process. So, I mean, the fact that I was able to run and bring coffee to some very tired election officials says that it was a good election overall.
Oh, wow. Okay. The Idaho Statesman did report that some people in Ada County said they couldn't vote because they didn't have an Idaho ID. Was this an issue? I know because there's a new law, it's only about a year old, may have caught some folks at the ballot box. So were there any issues like this? And And can we go over what you need to vote in Idaho under the new rules?
Yeah, so 2 years ago, the legislature changed our registration requirements and the ID you need. So it's either a state ID, so an Idaho driver's license, ID card, those are the most common things, or a federal ID like your passport, military ID, some others. So people proving they are who they say they are, and then their proof of residency. And there's a list of documents. So again, it could be your driver's license or a utility bill, proof of insurance, other things. And like I said, the 100,000 people that same day registered, they all provided all those documents. I do definitely know of instances where people had some difficulty because they moved here recently and hadn't had time to go in and get a new driver's license, or they didn't have some of those. We worked with one or two people I know that contacted our office about name changes being a challenge. So there's some lessons for us to learn in terms of how we can smooth out. But so far, it wasn't widespread. And I think the numbers reflect that we had so many people go through the process and participate. Every election, there's something for us to learn and to take back to the legislature. Personally, I think if we could maybe add in for proof of identity only, not proof of residency, those out-of-state IDs, I think that would help smooth out some of those wrinkles in the process. But by and large, the numbers are in line with what we've seen in previous cycles. And the total, again, breaking those records in terms of the total number of people participating, I think really highlights that actually overall this election really ran smoothly. And all of us are looking for those. What didn't go the way, it's easy to spot the things that didn't go smooth, but by and large, this really was a good election.
We're speaking with Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrane about the 2024 election. So what happens now? Audits. What's an audit? And how are Boise State students involved in that this year?
Yeah, we're excited. I was, talking to my staff leading up to the election. We always treat election day as halftime. For most people, they assume it's the finish line, but we've still got a ways to go. Just before hopping on, I was calling the electors who are going to participate in the Electoral College. We've got that coming up in the month of December. But as you noted, we have this Friday, our office will be randomly selecting counties and precincts to go audit. So the Board of Canvassers, which is Treasurer Ellsworth and Controller Wolf and I, will select counties, and then we will send teams of auditors headed out to each of these counties to hand count the ballots and compare them to the results the counties posted. That process, we're excited. We're joining up. We used accountants last time, and we're continuing to use accountants, but we're also partnering with the Student Accountant Society at Boise State. I should remember their name. But we've got a bunch of student accountants and their professor who are going to head out and with members from our office to go conduct these audits. And it's a great way to validate that Idaho's elections are working exactly the way we intended. All the work the clerks have done really stands out when you get to go through and show that these numbers match. So we'll be looking at the hand count compared to the results. We'll also be checking the number of voters who checked in and were recorded as having voted that matches the number of ballots cast. This is all part of our overall security efforts in terms of ensuring the integrity of Idaho's elections.
Campaign signs. Do folks need to take those down? I know ACHD, Ada County Highway District, did send out a thing after Election Day saying, if they're on a right-of-way, an Ada County Highway District right-of-way, you got to take them down within 48 hours. I can leave a campaign sign up in my yard, though, all the time, right?
Campaign signs, it kind of varies. There are no specific rules that we oversee in terms of signs. I bet you ACHD has already taken down if the candidates didn't themselves.
Yeah.
If it's in your yard, it's up to you. Although I will say most HOAs also have restrictions.
Oh.
So there's a state law that allows you to have a sign up for 30 days leading up to the election. But if your HOA wants you to take it down, you might want to consider doing that. There's always stragglers. We see them. If you see a sign and it's in place and it's a nuisance, contact the campaign. Usually people are good about going out and picking those up. I've already noticed that many of them have been taken down here in the community, and talking to a bunch of candidates, I know they were driving around taking down the signs recently.
They are really good about taking them down, I will say. So any changes you're hoping to make in the process for next time? And as you said, we're not done with the whole process yet, but are you seeing anything, ways to improve, more education, early voting? What are we looking at?
I think a couple things that just stand out here on the post-election. So we've got the audits that we'll be working on those. For the next week and a half, the Board of Canvassers will be meeting just before Thanksgiving. That's when the results actually become official. So the county clerks right now are going through, reviewing their results. They'll canvass them. Once we do our audits, we'll canvass the results. I mentioned the Electoral College. We're excited to work with the electors to cast their vote in Congress. All that's coming up. And then at the beginning of January, all the election officials gather so that we can kind of review how things went. You know, I think the really big thing to me is our Vote Idaho website really seems to have been a big success this cycle. And looking at ways that we can lean into these resources even more, we heard lots of feedback, and really from doing things like being here every week on Idaho Matters, where people got more information, whether that's about the security measures we take, about how to register. You know, some of the feedback we've got, knowing that there were some people who struggled, is a lot of people said, oh, I heard numerous times about the registration process, the cutoff. All of those efforts, I think, really paid off this cycle. So I think we'll be working with the clerks to say, all right, how do we double down on some of these successes, both to celebrate what we did, but really to learn, like, how can we grow on and build on what we've already done?
I think you just talked yourself into coming back on next year on Idaho Matters for several. Yeah, I think you did. You mentioned results become official when?
November 25th, it was being when the State Board of Canvassers meets, and that's when it'll be official for Idaho's results.
All right. We've been speaking with Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrane about the 2024 election, and you'll be back next Tuesday with another update on how the election went. We'll hear about those audits, et cetera. Phil, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.